I always welcome the congregation. So welcome to all of you today. And may God bless you. Let us pray before we start. Lord, you have brought us today to study your words. Lord, for it is you who send the message. Help us all to understand what you are teaching us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I was thinking, I'm asked to do the sermon, to preach. What am I going to preach in? I said, Lord, it's you. Only you can tell me what your message and what the need of the church is. And I always was, you know, you talk. I'm sure you all do the same thing. When you meet in group, there's all sorts of conversation that goes on. And there we were. One of the big teacher asked a student, what decision has you made? Now this is right, studying, university studying, saying, in other words, what you wanted that girl to decide into a career, into a future. What is she going to see? What is she going to do? How do you see yourself in the future? And how do you plan for your future? That's future. My question comes, how do we see ourselves today? What do we see in this world that make us remember who we are? That God want us to see. Now, if I tell you about what's going on in the world, you always tell me a lot of stories. It's not just stories, it's facts. But how do we see ourselves? Now, that person, that teacher, was trying to expose the challenges of the future to her student. Let me tell you one thing. Our spiritual life is also facing challenges. In the Christian life. Now, if you read the most of many books talk about trials, talk about storms, talk about what goes on. What does all this mean? Why do we have trials? Why do we have problems in the world? Can we know? Yes, we do. We Seventh-day Adventists, we have the prophecy. Do we stop and think, where are we going? What is our future? Where are we today in these trials and storms? There's a lot of advice going on. We will come to our advice too. How to face the days of today as Christian. Because we live in a world of two powers. I always say to the class there, there are two powers at work in this world. You know what it is? Can somebody tell me? What's the powers? There is a power between good and evil, between light and darkness. We are constantly under attack. So we have to stop and think, where am I today? Standing in between, or standing on here, or standing on here? The question is, we have to make a decision. Where am I today? What am I looking for the future? God has a future for every one of us. What does the future tell us? It's individual. You know, when you go to school or to university, nobody can study for somebody else. They have to study for themselves, for what they want to be, right? And work in the way they have to work. But in our spiritual life, we have a battle too. Now, I am telling you, I was thinking of something else when I heard two conversations going on. One was somebody was very angry and I don't know what she's gone, what she's heard, and she keep going, this world is going to war and there, can you see what is happening? I think something happened in their country. And the world is going, oh, not a Christian. She's not a Christian. But from what she was going through, what she sees is this world is doomed. And I heard somebody else saying, oh, what can we do? Where are we? Where do we stand? Now, I will just go to the side and let's look at what is happening today in the world. What's the main news, if you want, that you have in the world today? You tell me. You listen to the news. Sorry? There is the war. What does the Bible tell us? We all know there will be wars, rumors of wars, and these are the prophecies, right? There will be. But when we talk about there is that wars, rumors of wars, and calamities, natural calamities, what do we see? And what is the Bible telling us? The two powers at work, darkness and light, evil and good, God and Satan. In our spiritual life, we have a war as well. The reason I come to that point is that we are so taken up by what is going around that we forget that we have had a promise from God. His promise to look at our spiritual life. Our physical life is taken care of by Him. It's not going to be you going to be all okay, no pain, no problem, no ruin. No. This is what the world is offering you, the difficulties. But God is saying, I have got more for you. I'm taking care of you. The power of God is bringing light to us. The world, the wars, and whatever is going, God is opening our eyes to see the time we are living and to see where are we going. What do we want to achieve in our life? That question, what is your aim? The Bible calls it the spiritual warfare. The power of darkness. Now, to understand this, sometimes we have to go back. How do you read the Bible? Today, you look at your devotional, there is a chapter and a verse, you stop, you read it. Oh, that's it. Go to do your work, your business of the day. The Bible teaches us where we are and what we have to do to continue on that path. Let us take a look back at creation, and we can see where the two powers start. Right? How did God create the earth? Perfect. There was nothing wrong. But at that time, there was war in heaven. The devil was trying to be like Jesus. He was trying to exalt himself. Let us read in Revelation 12, 7 to 9. Can somebody read it for me, please? I can rest my voice. Revelation 12, 7 to 9. You can come here to read if you want to.
And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought.
Right.
But
there
they
was
did not prevail, nor was the place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was thrust out and filled with gold, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, was cast to the earth.
Right. If we analyze it here, what we see? There was a war, spiritual war. Satan was trying to take over or to fight Jesus. What about our creation? God created the earth perfect. He created Adam and Eve perfect. What happened next? Satan there is watching too. And what did he do? He came, the serpent. He tempted Eve. Satan was cast out on the earth. Now, when he tempted Eve, sin comes in. God, a perfect God, cannot allow sin to be with righteous with him. So he cast Adam and Eve to earth. So you can imagine now what is going on. But God did not abandon his children, his creature. He still cares for Adam and Eve. Even they were on the earth facing the face, that spiritual battle. Satan is trying to grab them, to bring them with him. Now, this was a long time ago. But brothers and sisters, this is not just a story. That war continues and it is going on. We are on this earth where the two powers are fighting. We are living in the world of spiritual battle or warfare, whatever they call it. If when we read the Bible, we do see the characters, it would be too long to go through all the characters and how they face the decision and how they face how Satan attacked them. But remember, we have a God who has a plan for us. When he casts them down to earth because sin cannot stay with holiness, he didn't let them on their own. He made a plan. He made a plan to save them. And they have to obey. So it told them how to live their spiritual life. How about today? Can we hear God talking to us? Can we hear God giving us? We have. We all read the Bible and we know what the commandments say. The first and everything. This morning we were doing the class. What did God, Jesus advise? What was the law? Love God. Love your neighbor. Love. Love comes in. God, the first thing, God loves everyone. But the devil, once he has started to fight, to make battle, he continues his battle. God promised he will be with us always. That's his promise. Wherever we are. But brothers and sisters, we can't say, yes, God is with us and we are not with him. We can say we'll do for us when we don't listen. We have our share of work to do too. We have our part to live in this world. So when it talks about battle, it is talking about the two powers. So one, we have to make the choice on which power we're going to be and what we do. How do we face those days? Let's read Ephesians 6, 11, 12. This is Paul talking. Before we go that, let's look a little bit at Paul. Sorry? Let's look just for a few minutes at Paul. Who knows the story of Paul? Do we? Who was Paul before he was converted? And once he was converted, he was ready to be on one side, the side of light. He left the side of darkness and he went with God. Even he knows what we have to do. Let us read Ephesians 6, 11 and 12. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. I will stop here and just look at today. Because we have to look at today. We are living today. Just think. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. What is this telling us? There is another power there that is true. If we don't keep looking on the power of God, we're going to fall there. So he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How to be strong in the Lord? Next verse, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Have you heard the comment of why is this world so nasty today? Why is this world so corrupt today? We see the two powers. We see the work going there. We When we look at war, it's two armies, southern and southern of people here, southern and southern of people there. When we talk about spiritual warfare, we are talking at one to one. The devil knows everybody here is not going to attack me the way he attacked you. He knows our weakness. God also knows our weakness. That's why he gives us strength. He gives us power. So what do we do? This is what Paul says. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, we have a Seventh-day Adventist, we know about the prophecy, don't we? What does the Bible warn us will happen to our spiritual life towards the end? And what will be the consequences of us obeying God? Now, we have to remember this. When it comes, we know. This is, somebody was this morning talking, this is the word of God. This is what we have to hear, not just read, but listen and hear what he's saying. What is he saying? We are facing a battle, although we are not in the army of wherever they are, we are in our own army. God has given us the angels to protect us. And Paul's talk. Let's continue. I reread verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't have spears or gun or knife or bomb. We don't have this. This is our arms. This is what we need. And more than this, by studying the word, we hear God. And it gives us the power to communicate. How do we communicate with God? Pray. The word will tell us. We will see it. I try to see if we can see it later. No, we do. And it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand. Right, what are the evil days? The temptation that will be thrown at us at the end of time to bow ourselves doing what the devil wants. How often do we stop and think, oh, who am I? What am I doing? Is that godly? Is that from the Bible? Is that Christian? How do we question our life in our everyday activities in the life? He will attack us in every aspect. And this is what he says. Wherefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, how? Have your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. When the question will come to us, we will have to answer. Why do you do this? Why do you go to church on Saturday? Can we answer? We need to know to answer. So put on the word, put on the loin, cover loin, that we know what we will have to do. And are we going to face this spiritual battle day by day? The world is teaching us about battle. The world is teaching us about the consequences of the battle, the destruction it is going. Satan is laughing at it. But God is having mercy on us. Peter says, be sober, for the adversary, the devil, is seeking who he can devour. Zechariah gives us an example. How do we be sober? In Zechariah 4, verse 6, it says, the Lord said, it is not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit, by my Spirit. God desires us to have life. The war is doing killings everywhere. The catastrophes of this world. Yesterday we heard what happened to Japan and how many people have died in that storm. Satan, this is what it is. But God desires us to live. He desires us to have abundant life. Not physical life. The physical life will go. He has a plan. And the plan of salvation is for us to have eternal life. So if we are leading a spiritual battle, not to pride into victory, but to pride in what God is doing for us, in what God has for us. There is a book called The Plan of God. It's a long book. We can look at it afterwards. Not today. So the Lord says, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. As we are facing day-to-day decision-making, this is the fight. When you think of decision-making, you are trying to make the right one. And there's this little voice who said, no, do this one. No, do this one. Which one do we listen? Which one do we hear? What decision do we make? We hear about everything, but we must hear about God. What is He telling us today? How do we? But if we follow creation plan to the plan of redemption, to the plan of salvation, what do we see? They are like three stages, right? You have the birth, Christ. You have the birth, God create humanity. Sin comes in. Then the prophecy come about what will happen to you. Adam and Eve, you have to work harder. You get pain. You will be healed. You will be sick. And it goes on to the people of Israel, how it was saying. It's a lot, if you can read it and find out how it goes. And then come the coming, the prophecy about the coming of Jesus. Jesus is coming, about his death on the cross. These times are gone. The other time is, how is the end going to be? And this is us today again. I am repeating us because we are God's children. Unless we stop and remember that He is the one who has come. And that's why Peter says, be sober, Be vigilant. The adversary, the devil, is seeking to devour you. This is what is or what will happen, not what has happened. Have this hope. There is another commentary talk about how do we face this time, this war, fighting between our own conscience, our own spirituality. Shut the door to Satan. How do we shut the door to Satan? Something that is well recommended. Where is Sister Jenny? What do we do? Yes. When you shut the door to Satan, you open the door to Jesus. When you shut the door to someone, you don't hear him anymore. But when Jesus comes, you get the incentive, you get the power to talk to him. How do we talk to him? We Christians, Seventh-day Adventist Christians, this is very high. Prayer. It's not just waking up in the morning and pray, going back before go to bed and pray. No. It is pray all the time. Be holy, Peter will say. Only when we attach ourselves to God, when we stay close to him, our spiritual battle will end up with a victory. Satan won't give up. He will try to come and destroy everything. But God has promised that he is there. He will help us. He will save us. How do you live in the world today? Do you know our characters could be against us? Anger. Who shows anger all the time? The Bible tells you, give up on anger. Come on forgiveness. These are what Paul and the other disciples and Jesus says. Follow peace with all. Satan won't get in. Satan is very good at creating anger in you. But he is bad as creating peace. He don't want peace. God wants us to be peace. God wants us to have joy. Do not let sun go down on your anger. That's one of our character. And the spiritual battle on individual one is not fighting with a gun. Is fighting within ourselves, our character, our ways, our approach. What do we do? I am talking to it now because I have heard conversation. I was telling you going on around what the world is going and how the world is going to end. We don't want to see I'm sorry I've been so hard on you. No. God is saying, what can I do to help you? Can we ask? God wants to help us. God never come and insult anyone. He come. Not like Satan who put enmity. God put forgiveness. God put repentance. And God says, turn to me. God wants us to have love, joy and peace. These are what God wants us to have. Trust God in spirit to guide us. For God gave us the power. Luke said, When we got the power of God, Satan cannot hurt us. He will continue to fight, but God will continue to be with us. As we have read, Paul says, put on the armor of God and he will not be able to touch you. We are wrestling in our individual life. But walk with God. Walk in spirit. For the hand is approaching. And the personal struggle will be harder. The protection of God will be stronger. Because God won't us all to have abundant life. To close, let us read Galatians 5. If anyone find it before me, can you read it? Galatians 5:22-23.
Suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
Yes, against such there is no law. But we have our share to do. We have our part in the battle because there's two opposing character working. I will close by reading Galatians 5, verse 25. The last one. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, let's bear in one another's burden and fulfilling the law of Christ.
Amen.
How do you examine your daily life? To look at what the war and what is the object of the war that Satan is going to use today. And we pray, and God will protect us. God will help us. May God bless you all and keep us in his fold, keep us safe using his armor in our everyday life. Amen.